I'm going to call the meeting to order. We have a quorum with those that have been here and not been here. But you know, the people that are here are going to get the best deal, so to speak. I'm going to start this meeting knowing that Representative Norton has looked over the minutes from the February 13th meeting. I'm going to see if she will move the minutes.
I certainly will.
All those, any comments on the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Seeing none, they're approved. We have one bill up today, and, it's me. Well, because yesterday when I brought up the fact that the freshmen were kind of letting us veterans down and not bringing treats, I made sure that we had some treats, and if one of the pages would come here and pass these out, and I want it not in any way, shape, or form to be construed as a bribe over this bill that Representative Mahoney, House File 452, will be bringing forth.
Good example.
I'm just trying to set that example. At this present time, I'm going to pass the gavel to Representative Norton. And,
just save me a minute. Just look funny with crumbs coming down my...
Representative Mahoney, would you like to move House File 452?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move that House File 452 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Representative Mahoney moves that House File 452 be recommended to pass and referred to the Committee on Finance. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about your bill?
I will. I'm going to... draw your attention. There's a letter should be in your packets from me that goes a little bit more into detail about it than I will. Actually, you might get more detail from me if somebody puts a quarter in me. I've been pretty excited about this bill. This House File 452 is a one-time appropriation of $1.5 million to DEED to help small and medium-sized businesses. Now, small businesses are under 500 employees. I think I get to use the last one of our waters here. Small businesses are those businesses with less than 500 employees, and medium-sized businesses would be larger than 500. This bill would create an office, indeed, that... works primarily with these businesses to successfully apply for and be awarded federal grants and contracts. The reason I'm excited about this is that we've all heard through this committee, I've tried to lead it so that we kind of understand what's going on. Minnesota's in a catch-up mode on a lot of our R&D and our... high-tech industry and in a variety of other industries that this committee has dealt with. We really need to do a better job with our entrepreneurial companies that do focus on research and development. We only get about 27 cents on the dollar that we send to Washington in contracts and grants to this particular state. That's not acceptable for the state of Minnesota. Really is not. We are number 34 on the list of defense states that get contracts from the Defense Department. The National Institute of Health, we're the 14th, ranked number 14. On the small the Small Business Technical Technology Transfer and Small Business Institute of Research. I can't remember all these acronyms. We're 22nd. In 1995, when DEED did their study on the Defense Department, we were number 22. We're now number 34, as I had said previously. That's unacceptable. These jobs are good-paying jobs that pay an average of about $65,000 a year. These are jobs for people and families that don't need state involvement in their life, other than school, keeping the streets safe, and a variety of other things. The better paying jobs that we can get here, the better off we'll be. For each small business innovation research dollar, that's that SBIR, small business innovation research dollar that we get awarded to the state of Minnesota, the economic investment spillover, or churn as it's been called, is about somewhere between $6 and $9, depends on whose numbers you're using. Because last year we used the $6 and $7 mark. Now this year they're telling us it's $9. That's a lot of businesses. Every scientific job, and I think we've heard this in committee that we get here, every scientist brings at least 6 other jobs with them. Very important for the state. Why should we do this? What have other states done? There are 33 other states that have a program like this in them, in their state. Ohio's done one, and they envision, with a $1.6 billion initiative over 10 years, that they can generate $6 billion over that 10 years in public and private contracts. Virginia, and we will never be Virginia because Virginia is right next to Washington, D.C., and they just have they probably get on the metro and go and get a contract. But they have a whole department. Oklahoma, which has been, for those of you who have read Freeman's book, The World is Flat, he talks about it in there. They have a they started theirs in 1987 with and have invested since then $126 million and have generated $2 billion worth of contracts. I didn't do the math I actually did the math last night, but my memory is going bad. So I'll leave that up to you. Some examples of where these contracts, where we can go after, this department would go after. Department of Homeland Security in their food protection and defense. In this year's budget alone, have almost $39 million for contracts and grants. The USDA has a $340 million budget for contracts and grants. And the 08 and the 07 budget, or I'm sorry, the 08 budget. The Department of Energy has a $40 million grant for wind and a $179 million grants and contract budget for biomass, biorefinery, and R&D. The National Institute of Health has $1.7 billion. The National Science Foundation has a $1.5 billion and a separate almost $400 million contract and grants budget. To total those up, and that's not all of them, it's huge. And what this bill does is allows the Department of DEED to put together 3, 4, 5 people to work with these small businesses across the state of Minnesota, not in the metro area exclusively. St. Cloud, we heard from Worthington yesterday. We've heard from Rochester. We've heard from all sorts of other areas. And some of the examples, the Austin Cancer Center, the research labs up at the University of Duluth. There's research labs that we haven't talked about here up in the Grand Rapids area. We have them all across the state. And this particular group of people, which I kind of envision as having someone, you know, a military person with a military background, a scientific background, and a business development background. And it might be harder to find that person to lead this division. But this is what this state needs is in order to get moving forward a bit. This is a one-time appropriation. I promise you they will be back in front of this committee. If I'm chair, I would expect anyone else who might be chair of a committee like this to call them back in 2 years to find out what they've done. Can't expect miracles in 2 years, but I certainly would expect progress towards improving on that 27 cents. I have lots of other information, but I think I've explained the bill. More than happy to answer any questions. And I encourage you, because I know I bought a couple dozen cookies. eat the cookies. The sugar won't kick in for a while, and hopefully the bill will be passed and moved on. So I'll stand for questions at this time.
Thank you, Representative Mahoney, for walking us through your bill. It looks like we have a couple questions. Representative Beard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Mahoney, the cookie was good, but I'm thinking that the hearts have overbid you, and I'd like to know who passed these out so I can vote for their stuff instead. Oh, seriously, Madam Chair.
Let's wait to see what his question is.
Seriously, though, I know we've had several initiatives like this come through the committee this year, and they're all appreciated, and I think there's probably potential for really good stuff to come out of these. Not specifically as much to this bill, but just maybe in an overarching kind of way. Is there going to be an opportunity for us, or I guess maybe let me just make my request of you that there will be an opportunity for us in this committee maybe to have a session sometime where we don't actually pass all of these bills, but we have a chance to bring them all up, talk them through, and think about how we may want to prioritize the funding for these. I know that we can't set a committee budget until after February 28th, and we know actually what the target number is. But maybe you give us some guidance on your thinking on that moving ahead here over the next 6 or 8 weeks before we actually have to, as a committee, go to finance or ways and means and say, you know, we really want this one passed, and we only really want this one passed, and we really, really want that one to go, or some arrangement like that. Can you talk to that for a moment?
Well, I think we want all of them passed.
Well, Madam Chair, perhaps then we ought to work on the,
oh, I'm not done with
the trees that grow money. Maybe we should work on those.
The chair is interested in talking about cloning today. Thank
okay.
you. Representative Mahoney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Beard. Yes. Representative Haas brought this up yesterday. And I agree. The committee should have a committee session that kind of lays out a little bit closer on what we're going to all, I hope all of us, lobby the finance committees on. Most of these go through DEED, and there's a few other committees that have been affected by the legislation that we brought through. So we are a policy committee, and we really are at the mercy of the finance committees, and we'll all, if we're in agreement on some of these bills, we'll have to work hard to get these scarce dollars. At some point, because I don't remember the exact day of the committee deadlines. I know it's at the end of March. My hope had been sometime around the 15th or the middle of March, and don't hold me to a particular day because I don't have a calendar in front of me, to have some kind of conversations with the committee as a whole. I certainly hope the caucuses will meet privately. I will sit down with your side of the aisle. I'll certainly sit down with our side of the aisle and have that particular conversation. But yes, sometime in the middle of March, I'm hoping to have some kind of a committee hearing that we can talk about priorities from the committee.
Thank you, Representative Mahoney. Representative Pepin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Mahoney, I think this is a really good bill, and I'm just curious, though, is this in the governor's budget, or has someone from DEED brought this to you and they're requesting it, or is this just something you came up with on your own or with industry, or kind of where did it come from? That'd be my first question. And then I'm wondering if you could touch on a little bit if there are other states that have done something similar in the State Department, and if so, have they, you know, been effective?
I'll answer that in reverse. There's 33 other states that do this. I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Representative Mahoney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Pepin, I'll answer it in reverse. There's 33 other states that have a program like this.
Here.
Some of them have this as a department all in and of itself, one step below cabinet-level position in the governor's office. So, yes, it's very common, and I can certainly get you the list of those particular states. I mentioned some of them. There's Ohio, there's Virginia, there's Maryland, there's Oklahoma. Top of my head, those are there. And, again, I can get those for you. Did this come to me? It was brought up by a DEED employee and in a kind of a rougher form, and because it was on in the governor's budget, I had to ask seriously probing questions to figure out where to go with this, because the governor, obviously, if it's not in the governor's budget, the department cannot advocate for it, and they have not. Mm-hmm. I think this is a something that we need to advocate for the governor. They're not opposed. The governor and the department are not opposed to it in the conversations that I've had with them. But again, it's not in the governor's budget, so they won't advocate for it. The importance of getting these kind of contracts for our smaller R&D firms is very, very important in my mind. And as we try to advance the emerging technologies in the biosciences and the bioindustries in the state.
Can I just ask a follow-up question? Thank you. That helps a lot. And like I said, I do think it's a really good idea. I was just kind of curious as to if it was in the budget, and if so, why not? And then my follow-up question is probably a little bit more technical in nature. And I'm wondering, the language on 1.12 talks about promoting contractual relationships between Minnesota businesses. And I'm wondering in you know, how this exactly is going to work. Would there be a list of sub? Maybe you already touched on this, and I was too busy reading the bill, and I couldn't, you know, focus.
I think you were just eating the cookies.
Yeah, I was. It was the chocolates. They were good too. But yeah, I'm just kind of wondering how that would work. How exactly how it would work.
The contractual relations.
Would it be like
promote
contractors, or
I don't want to micromanage DEED. I've really taken that as a tact over my whole career here, and on whether it was on jobs committee or anything else. Although I'm sure DEED would have a couple comments about that, but we won't let them up here to talk about it too much. What I would envision is that this office of four people, because there's enough money there to hire four people, would work through some of the business organizations that have been here, whether it's Life Science Alley, Bio Business Alliance. There's a variety of other organizations that do similar things, business organizations, and would work through them. Work through their contacts in the industry, whether it is, you know, ag-related or defense-related or food safety-related. Work with the university, not just the U of M, but the Minsku University system and the U of M system, to coordinate with our congressional offices. looking where these contracts are, and it wouldn't matter my vision on it, and I would have these conversations with Deed after this appropriation is put together, to say that you go out to the businesses and find out what businesses can do that the federal government is looking to get done. And it doesn't matter whether it's in your district or represent Thiessen's district or is an ag business or a bio business or defense business or a widget business. There's no contract that they would charge this particular company. This is a state service trying to get federal money coming back to the state. I mean, we're sending a dollar and getting 27 cents on that dollar back. That should be unacceptable to everybody in the state of Minnesota.
Thank you, Representative Mahoney. And as I read this, I saw it as promoting kind of the outreach that Representative Mahoney was discussing, but to do things like the biogenomics partnership where you find
Madam Chair?
Private businesses and others. And that kind of contract is how I read it, but I don't know if I've read that correctly.
Well, and it was just handed to me, and I did remember I had read this a number of times, so please excuse me if I skipped over it. There are a variety of contracts that they have, prime contractor being someone like 3M. 3M shouldn't need a lot of state help. But if somebody is in Washington or in contact with the federal government and hears of a contract, there's no reason they couldn't pick up the phone and say, by the way, did you hear about this particular contract with NASA for 3M? And I'm sure a smart 3Mer would say, oh yeah, we're on top of that, no matter whether they are or not, and as soon as they're off the phone, make some more phone calls to get onto that particular contract list. But so there's no prime contractors that I'm trying to direct this to or not to. This is an open process trying to help every business, large or small, in the state of Minnesota.
Thank you, Representative Mahoney. We have one more question, Representative Bunn, so far that I'm seeing.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair, Representative Mahoney. It seems to me that the crux of the issue about whether this service from the state is needed is how transparent is the federal system in terms of advertising, promoting, letting the public, businesses throughout the country know about whether their contract exists or not. Clearly, in the case you meant, when University of Minnesota and other universities and colleges are constantly on the lookout for this, I assume they have fairly sophisticated systems in place to look at federal contracting and monies available to the federal government, just as within our own state government, when we have all these human services and other things we're trying to deliver, we're constantly looking at where there's federal dollars to help us deliver those services. So it seems to me, in terms of the evidence and talking about the other 33 states going this direction, it seems to me that it all hinges on whether or not that is a transparent process so that a small or medium-sized firm or even a 3M actually becomes aware or can easily become aware of whether there is federal contracts they could avail themselves to. And ideally, one would think that if the problem is that this is not working effectively, that the federal government doesn't have an adequate system for making the public and businesses aware of contracts, that rather than each of the 50 states coming to building structures to make that more transparent, that we should be pushing our federal government to make it transparent itself, so that everyone is aware of these contracts and has a system for accessing them. So I just wanted you to comment on that, and I have one other question, which is you talk about being one-time money, but you did talk about, in two of your examples, this proposal is for the $1.5 million over 2 years. You talked about Ohio, $1.6 million over 10 years, so kind of a more stretched out, more gradual approach. Want to comment maybe what the difference is in terms of more intense funding in a two-year period versus stretching out. And then you talked about Oklahoma, $126 million dollars over the last kind of 20-year period, but seemed to have a high return for them. So the first question is, is there really a need for this? And if so, wouldn't a federal fix maybe be more desirable?
and secondly, and could we work for that, and secondly, why this particular approach, 1.5 over 2 years versus some other alternatives?
Representative Mahoney, and I might just add, having dealt with some of those federal grants myself, they are out there, but it's awfully difficult to find them.
Yeah, I could give a number of examples, but I'll just say that there's probably an awful lot of federal fixes that need to be done, not just in contracting, but I can only impact them so much. And I'm not going to run up against the wall trying to fix federal issues. And stop and think, if a department is handling $1 billion worth of contracts, $1.5 million contract may not seem a lot to them, but to a company that's got 5 employees, $1.5 million might be a pretty substantial contract. So, yes, there is some fix there. The reason I put it in is 2 years and 2 years only. Even though I'm a liberal labor union Democrat, I do like some accountability in government. And I want them to come back in 2 years and prove to me that they use this money wisely and give me a platform, give us a platform to fight for ongoing funding. We're in an infancy stage here in this committee, and we need to prove ourselves, so to speak, and the people that we help need to prove themselves. So I'm not willing to put long-term dollars out if I don't have to. There's a couple places that I think it's important, but these kind of programs need to prove themselves.
Thank you, Representative Mahoney. And I think it might also be worth noting that because you are talking about small and medium-sized businesses, many of them do not have staff or expertise in the grant writing area. And so perhaps this office and this division can help support those small businesses in because grants are very competitive, and when you do find them, you need to have a well-written grant. So hopefully this department can also provide that expertise. Members, are you ready to vote on the bill? Okay. Was there anyone else before we continue in the audience that wished to testify? I didn't ask that. Seeing none? All those
Chair, I'd like to renew my motion for House File 452 to be passed and referred to the Committee on Finance.
Thank you. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion prevails. Your bill passes. Representative Mahoney. If there's no other business to come before the committee today.
Thank you, members.
Okay, we need to make note that we're going to be meeting next Wednesday instead of next Tuesday. Same time and place. Okay, the meeting is adjourned.